Masechet Ohalot, Perek Yud Beit, Mishnah Beit. So yesterday, we were discussing the case where we had a board on top of an oven or on top of two ovens. Those were the opening cases. Today, we're talking about a case, and I must warn you, there are many different approaches to the definition of the case in this, the cases, I should say, in this Mishnah. We'll take the approach of the Rush. And it's the simplest approach, but I must warn you that there are many who understand it very, very differently, including the Rambam. So we're talking about over here two cases, a case of a Sarida, and we're going to be talking about later on another case, which is also a strange case. And the case over here of a Sarida is, according to the Rush, as follows. It's a big, thick piece of cheres that is used, this the Rambam defines in Kalim, it's used for purposes of heat maintenance, it's insulation. So it's a cover that's used for a tanur. You put it over the tanur, it keeps the heat in the tanur, but it's filled with oxygen vents to allow the fire not to go out. But there's small holes that allow oxygen in, so there's enough air exchange, but it's still a solid piece as far as the halacha is concerned. So there's nothing there that is the size of anything that would allow tumah in or out. Now, because of that, I can use this srida on top of an oven as a tzumit pasil, even if I don't use it as an ohel, right? So I can seal off the oven. Okay, so that's what I do in this case. I put it on top of a tanur, and I glue it on. So now it's mukav tzamit pasil. Now that means that the oven cannot be mekabel tuma from an ohel. So that even if this srida were an ohel, there would be no way for tuma to get into the ohel because it's completely sealed off, right? And now what's more, it also continues the case that we had before, which is that it's sticking out around the edges of the oven. So if tuma is tachtav, ohel gabav, if we're talking about over here the extra area that is extending beyond the tanur, so let's say it's a foot on all around the tanur, it's like a countertop with an oven in the countertop, like the case we had before, except this time it's a marble countertop. So, well, here it's cheres marble at a countertop. So then the din would be if there's tuma underneath it or there's tuma on top of it. So definitely the srida cannot be chaitzes bifnei hatuma because it's on an oven. And therefore, it's according to the Chachamim, there's no way that it would be an ohel. But if you put anything on top of the tanur and then you have tuma that is underneath the srida in some place, everything above the tanur is tahor. Why? Because the tuma can't penetrate into the tanur from side A or side B, because the tanur is a kli cheres, and a kli cheres is not mekabel tuma from the side. It can't go around the top, because the top is sealed off, because it's mukaf tzamit pasil. So therefore, it wouldn't matter if something is on top of it. There's no way that it can be metayer it. It can be metame it because the tuma can't go under the oven to get, even though if it could get into the oven, remember, tzamit pasil is only one directional valve. It allows tuma out. It just doesn't allow tuma in. But in this case, there's no way for the tuma to get in the first place. Okay. So because of that, anything that would be connected the avir of the tanur is blocked by the sides of the tanur. We do not consider the srida to be an ohel along with its side, even for the area that's above the tanur. Now, how about if you put tuma directly above it, right on top of the tanur? So then, obviously, the tuma radiates directly upwards, which is the din of tuma that hasn't hit a mechatzit. So there's no ohel. So it goes straight up into space. And that would be adarakia. It would be tame. But anything underneath it is tahar. Even though usually we say, what do you mean? But if it radiates up and down in the same way. Correct. The thing is that a tzomit pasil prevents not only tumas ohel, but also tuma of mahil, which is radiation. And therefore, the tanur itself will not be tame. So in this case, it only goes up. It does not go down. Now the next Mishnah. Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel. So getting back to what we're talking about earlier, where we're talking about not a Srida, but we're talking about a board. So now the difference between the opening case where the board was all around the tanur, you remember that case was the kitchen island with an oven built in, right? So according to the Rambam, the case over there is because since it's surrounded on all four sides, it becomes an ohel. And it's able to bring Tuma from one place to the other place as if it's all one piece. But how about if it's put over an old oven? So if it's put over an old oven, this old oven, according to Chachamim, is Mekabel Tuma, and it's a Kli. And in this case, it's Yotze, Mizeh u'Mizeh Tefach. In this case, it does not go all around. It only goes on two sides of the oven to either side of the oven, but it does not go past the oven at all on the other two sides. So it's basically even with the front and back of the oven and extends on from the sides of the oven. By the way, I'm using the language loosely because there is no front and back to a cheres oven. It's simply this round cylinder. But I'm just using the words so that you get the sense of what the picture would be. So then the din would be that if there's tuma on one side, the kalim on the other side are tahar, because the oven prevents the board from being looked at as a single single ohel. And therefore, we have the ohel up to the oven, and we have the ohel on the other side of the oven, and there's no ledge that goes around it that allows the tuma to consider to go through one side to the other. And therefore, in this case, it will not go through the oven. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, because the oven cannot block the tuma from going through it, since the oven over here is basically mekabel tuma, and it's a kli, so why would it stop anything? Therefore, if it doesn't stop it, it also turns it into one single ohel. So the very fact that it isn't there as far as the board is concerned, because the board isn't doing anything for it, it also isn't there as far as the solid single facing of the board is concerned. Now, that's so a different...
It's turned the board into an ohel, The board always functioned as an ohel.
That wasn't our problem. Our problem was it functions to be mavius at tumah, not to be chaitzit, because of the fact that it's on a tanur. Our problem was that according to the Tanakama, it has to be a contiguous board. So in the same way that if it was on over a house, different rooms, we would never say that because it's one board over two different rooms, what's in room A is going to be tame because there's a board on the ceiling on the second room, because the wall makes it a separate ohel. So if it went all around the tanur, then it would be irrelevant to us that there's a tanur in the middle. Who cares? But since the board doesn't go all around the tanur, then if it only extends on one side and comes to a dead end at the edge of the tanur, and an edge of a tanur is not something that's mekabel tuma, and it goes on the other side from the edge of a tanur, then that tanur defines the two ohalim as being separate ohalim. That's the point, according to this approach to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, we don't see the oven as anything. It doesn't block anything. It's just not there. Now, how about and again, this case is also a very big machlokas about what it means. The same way Srida is a big machlokas what it means. A betach is a big machlokas about what it means. Again, we'll look at the Rush and take the Pirush HaRash and the Pirush HaRush on the Mishnah. And it's talking about a jacuzzi. So over here, you have this tub and it's in the floor. It could be removed, but obviously it's not an easy thing to remove it. And it's not going to be makabel tuma because it's mechuber to the ground. So in this case, I have the same wooden board, but I don't have it covering an oven. I have it covering a jacuzzi. And it's put there basically in order to keep the heat in the jacuzzi. So now you warm everything up. You put the board on top of your jacuzzi and you get into the jacuzzi under the board. And now the question is, if the board extends to either side of the jacuzzi and there's a under one side. So the halacha is like this, that over there, if it extends the same tefach to either side, eino meviet atuma, it doesn't bring it to the other side. Why? Because since the betach is in the ground, it's going to block the tuma from going to the other side. But what about if there's a ziz? Now, a ziz means that you have a piece of the wall as a shelf extending outwards over the jacuzzi within a tefach of the top of the jacuzzi. It's not a movable board. It's actually a shelf that was built in order to protect the heat of the jacuzzi. So over there, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, eino meviet atuma, same thing. What do I care whether it's a shelf or whether it's a portable board? Basically, it's not going to be meviet atuma for the same reason. Rabbi Yoshua says no. In the same way that we said before, ro'im et ha-tanur ki'ilu eino, because the tanur has no meaning for this board, ro'im et ha-betach ki'ilu eino. In this case, the betach is considered to be relative to a shelf that's built in as part of the house. It's an extension of the wall of the house. It's not just a portable shelf. So relative to that, the betach is basically movable. And therefore, it's not going to be there in order to block the tuma. The ziz is what's choshev and not the betach. But if you'd be talking about just a board, then the betach is very choshev for the board because the board is totally movable and you take it on and off every time you use the jacuzzi, whereas you only move the jacuzzi when you call the plumber. And therefore, ziz elyon would be maybe a satuma from one side to the other, because here it's a question of the chashivas of it. And therefore, it's a shaila of how do we look at the relationship of what's underneath it to the blockage of the actual ohel. That is really a function of chashivas. So this introduces a new idea, according to this approach of the Mishnah. The relative chashivas of what it is that is interrupting the piece, which is the ohel, either the serida, the betach, and the board.